Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the London International Church of Christ, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Deuteronomy. This last Sunday, the focus was God, what the book of Deuteronomy reveals about God, in fact, what he reveals about himself. The core passage we looked at was Deuteronomy 4, verse 32 to 40. And out of this comes, I think, a useful devotional time exercise or quiet time exercise that I'd like to share with you. The passage reads thus: Ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything so great as this ever happened, or has anything like it ever been heard of? Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire, as you have, and lived? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? You were shown these things, so that you might know that the Lord is God. Besides him there is no other. From heaven he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from out of the fire. Because he loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them, he brought you out of Egypt by his presence and his great strength, to drive out before you nations greater and stronger than you, and to bring you into their land, to give it to you for your inheritance as it is today. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. Keep his decrees and commands, which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you for all time. Three quick reflections on this and some things that will help our quiet times. The book of Deuteronomy is preeminently Moses and God helping the people of Israel look backwards at what God has already done, so that they will have faith for the things that are yet to be done that they have not yet experienced in going into the promised land, holding on to God despite the temptations to compromise by worshipping other gods, and having the courage to go in and fight and to defeat the enemies ahead of them. So, three things that are reflected on in this passage. Firstly, the power of God. Second, the trustworthy nature of God. And thirdly, the fact that God is loving. We know he's powerful because of the miracles he's done. They've seen those miracles, the Red Sea, the pillar of cloud and fire, the feeding with manna and quail and the water from the rock and many other things. They've seen his power. They also know that he can be trusted because he has come through on his promises to rescue them, the promises he made to their ancestors and descendants. And they know he is loving because he chose them. Verse 37, he loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them. He brought you out of Egypt. He loves them. So three things for us to consider today. Firstly, complete this sentence. I know God is powerful because... because what? What have you seen God do in your life and in the lives of people around you that give you confidence that God is powerful? And when you've written that down, then complete the sentence, therefore he has the power to do what in your life? The second question. Complete this sentence. I know God can be trusted because what? What has God done in your life to demonstrate that he is trustworthy? And then the next bit, therefore I will trust him to do what in your life that you struggle to trust him for? The third point, I know God is loving because what? What has God done in your life to demonstrate that he truly does love you? And then, therefore I will respond by, what will God's love motivate you, move you to do today for someone else? Have a reread of Deuteronomy 4, 32 to 40. It's packed full of great things about God. I hope this has been an encouragement, and God bless.